alert, ye digital crusaders and meme warriors of the airwaves. Brace yourselves for the tumultuous arrival of episode 6 of the Outlaw Crypto Podcast, where the air itself will crackle with the anarchic laughter of John Winter Murphy, the meme maestro of Wow Nero. Oh, how the gangster computer god and its minions, the worldwide mafia, tremble at the mere whisper of Wow Nero. For within its cryptographic cloak lies not just privacy, not just security, but a barrage of hilarious memes that mock the very essence of their tyrannical control. John Winter Murphy, known in the underground as Jay Winterm, rides the waves of the internet astride his mighty steed of Wow Nero, wielding the double-edged sword of humor and privacy, exposing shitcoin scams. Picture this, my fellow netizens, as Jay Winterm descends upon the podcast, his arsenal overflowing with hilarious memes, each a spitball aimed straight at the all-seeing eye of our digital overlords. And what's this? Cannabis sativa, you say? Ah, the sweet scent of freedom. For in each puff lies a cloud of defiance, a herbal haze that obscures the prying eyes of blockchain surveillance, leaving them squinting through the smoke of our liberty. With much LOLs, Jay Winterm leads the charge, a pied piper of privacy, dancing through the digital streets, luring away the shackled masses from the oppressive monotony of their surveilled existence. His call to arms, a laughter-laden revolution, a carnival of cryptography where each transaction is a joke shared under the cloak of Wow Nero's impenetrable privacy. Imagine the horror on the faces of the conspiracy stooges as they scramble to decipher transactions shrouded in layers of jokes and japes, their algorithms dumbfounded by the sheer absurdity of it all. For Wow Nero is not just a currency, oh no, it is a movement, a meme in itself, a living, breathing parody of the very system that seeks to chain us. So tune in, oh brave souls, to episode 6 of the Outlaw Crypto Podcast. Prepare to don your masks of mirth, arm yourselves with memes, and inhale deeply the liberating fumes of cannabis sativa. Join Jay Winterm and embrace the LOLs, for in laughter lies our salvation from the clutches of the gangster computer god. Onward to privacy, to freedom, to the unstoppable hilarity of the resistance. The digital battlefield awaits, and we shall meet our foes with a meme and a smile, turning their dystopian drudgery into the dust of forgotten code by exposing all their scams.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Outlaw Crypto Podcast. I'm your host, Paranoia Machinery. This is a podcasting 2.0 podcast, which means that you can support us through Value for Value via the Fountain podcasting app. You can stream Sats Boost with Lightning Network. And since we're a privacy first podcast, we also accept Monero. Details are in the description. Today, I have a very special episode. We are covering one of my favorite coins in all of crypto, Wow Nero. And with me, I have Jay Winterm, who is the creator or co-founder. Jay Winterm, how are you, man?
I'm excellent. Thank you. I'm Jay Winterm, John Winter Murphy, the idiot who launched Wow over 6 years ago now. So, thank you for having me on. I guess you guys are a pretty new podcast.
Yeah. I just launched it about a month ago.
Your page. Cool. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on, man. Like I said, I really do like Wow Nero a lot. Like, I know a lot of people don't really take it too seriously because it's meme coin status, but like, it is a serious project. And I do think some of the things you guys are doing privacy wise are very, very interesting. You guys are ahead of Monero on some fronts, which is super impressive. Why did you start Wow Nero 6 years ago? I guess is my first question.
Yeah, it's one that I always get to answer. I do these things, and it's crazy. It's been 6 years now, but it really happened as a result of the Bitcoin Cash hard fork saga, which took place in 2016 into 2017, and culminated with this hard fork that happened in September, I think, of 2017. And there's a long backstory there, but the salient point to WoWNero's history is there was this like airdrop or free money, like everybody who held Bitcoin all of a sudden instantly held Bitcoin Cash as well. And it was like, yay, free money, right? Like most people, I guess they didn't want the Bitcoin Cash. So it was just like more Bitcoin for them. And it launched this like cascade of Bitcoin forks, hard forks that resulted in these kinds of airdrops and many other chains as well, until like in early 2018, there was this proposed Monero V hard fork from Monero, which would result in free money for all of the people who held Monero at the time. I was the proud collector of some free money. But there was some privacy concerns because of Monero's ring signatures, that if you receive this free money and you spend that output on both chains, but you mix or you combine that output with other ring members, then it would be easy to deduce by examining both blockchains, like which was the real output, and the ring signature would be kind of defeated. So it was like a little bit of concern among the community, and the developer, I think Monero Mu, like wrote this tool to prevent like people from doing that, to try to make it kind of idiot proof. And I have a friend, Cardi, is an artist in Fresno, California. And he was just joking around and making fun of it with this other guy, Phil Code, like in a Monero chat. And they came up with this idea for WoWNero with 10 times the coins, 10 times the WoW Monero. And like Cardi's an artist and a graphic designer, and he put together some logos and stuff. And I was like, well, I'm going to just like see if I could, rather than like create a hard fork resulting in an airdrop, which is really beyond my technical capabilities anyway, I'm not really a software developer. I created like a software fork, which is like the same thing as like Litecoin to Bitcoin with its own blockchain. With some of the same properties that this Monero V fork was proposing, which was their main selling point was they were going to move the decimal one place over. So not only would you get an airdrop, when you received your airdrop, you would get like 10 times the amount of coins that you have on the Monero blockchain, right? That was like their major selling point. All this scam, basically. Because they were also going to like take 10% of the total money supply for this, and they had some promises about introducing Mimblewimble. And then the other major thing they were going to do was cap the supply. So Monero has this tail emission,
yeah,
which was added pretty shortly after it launched, and Monero V was going to like roll that back and go back to the fixed cap, like Bitcoin and Monero previously had. So WoWNero is like this joke that had shifted the decimal place, so there's 10 times as many coins. And it has a fixed supply, like it doesn't have the tail emission like Monero does. So I was able to create that software fork and get a mining pool ready and make sure that the miner worked with it. And posted about it a few weeks ahead of time and got it. Like I set the date for April 1st, 2018. And I managed to, which gave me like 6 weeks or so. I had a lot of time, but it was a struggle. It was really a struggle to get everything working. But I managed to get it all going. And there was like quite a bit of interest. And like right off the bat, you know, I had my mining pool going at 4:20 p.m. Pacific time when we like launched the chain. And then within like an hour or two, there was two or three other mining pools. And there was a bunch of people mining. Yeah. I mean, it had interest right away. And there was like some really, there was at first some like OTC deals, you know, but, and then it got on some really, really shady exchanges pretty quickly as well. So kind of like the beginning.
Nice. Nice. So WowNarrow is known for having some of the funniest memes in all of crypto. Like that's cool that, you guys started off that way and have continued it, you know, throughout the 6 years of WowNarrow's life. Out of curiosity, like with the Bitcoin fork, which side of the Bitcoin fork were you on? Did you choose BTC or BCH?
BTC. And actually, like I was around, I got into cryptocurrency in late 2013, really via Dogecoin, if you can believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I got in by mining, like I was into mining and I mined Doge and I almost tried to buy like one of the first script ASICs, which ended up being, I think, what was it called? I forget what it was called, but it ended up being a total scam. Like people waited years and spent $5,000 or something, never got a machine.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name
Alpha,
either.
Yeah. Some company on Bitcoin Talk.
And it wasn't like the Butterfly miner or something like that?
No, it was after Butterfly, but okay, yeah, in that time frame. I ended up buying a bunch of GPUs like on credit when I was a student, like a total idiot. and I just started mining like all kinds of different coins, you know, like, and mostly I would stick with Waffle Pool or Middle Coin, which were like these first kind of like profit switching pools. For script and stuff. But then Monero launched and I got super into Monero pretty early on. And so like getting back to your question, I was coming into it. I was like all about, I guess it's kind of a stereotype where you like come in and you're like, oh, everything's better than Bitcoin. Like we should do everything. So I was of that mentality and I was like pro kind of Gavin and RBTC in 2016. I would say by the time that the fork actually happened in 2017, I was much more conservative and I'd kind of come around to being an old crypto person or whatever. And I was like on team BTC at that point.
Nice.
I have been mining Bitcoin Cash though over the winter. So I have a little bit of BCH now.
Nice. Then you wrote it up then because it's been pumping lately.
I did. Yeah. Like actually I should have sold a few weeks ago because now it's back down. Yeah. It was a nice little way to keep my basement warm over the winter for sure.
Nice. Yeah. No, I was on the BTC side as well, but with the shit show that BTC has become recently, I'm kind of more sympathetic to the BCH guys these days. Like they seem like they probably will be on the right side of history when people look back. I don't know how you
maybe I mean, I guess I just think like it's hard to say that when their beginnings are like intertwined with Bitmain and Craig Wright and
yeah,
like, I'm not even gonna say Roger Ver, like he's very sympathetic figure at the moment in the media, but like I just don't see, you know, it existed, it happened for a reason for sure, but like when it happened, Litecoin already existed. And like, what's the difference between BCH and Litecoin? Litecoin has some extra privacy features built in, I guess. Like, I mean, so I don't know that it's going to make it. I'm not a believer like that BCH is going to make a big comeback or something.
Okay, cool. Fair enough. We're not here to talk about BCH anyways. We're here to talk about WowNarrow.
Yeah.
So like what's on the roadmap for WowNarrow? Like what are you guys planning for this year, I guess?
The road to El Dorado. roadmap. Yeah. Nothing. I mean, like really, there's not any like central planning coordination type of stuff going on. Hopefully Cake Wallet happens at some point. I know that
I see BSC. Nick tweeting about it, so it should happen.
Yeah, I know. At this point, I'm fairly certain it will happen at some point. Hopefully it's 2024, I guess, since we're talking about what's going to happen this year. So that's been like coming for a while, but that would be really great. We've had some fundraisers for Diego and Stack Wallet which is nice, like that he put in the work to have something that works on iPhones, because that was definitely something that was missing. We had NarrowCon number one, which I fucked up the audio on the stream, sadly. So no live stream audio, but I think we're going to do another event pretty soon. It was fun. We had like quite a few people show up in Montreal.
Nice.
Yeah. And like I gave a quick talk about What's Wild Narrow, and my friend Alex, who is like super into Wild Narrow, gave a couple funny little short talks, like signs that your loved one is a shitcoin degenerate, what to do about it, proper medical action to take. So that was fun. We had some food and drinks and stuff. And hopefully, I think we're going to try and do another one in Montreal or New York. Maybe just try and do some more stuff in person in general. If we can, you know.
Why Montreal? Is there like a big Wild Narrow base in Canada?
There is. Actually, it's weird. There is a big Wild Narrow base in Montreal for whatever reason. But I know like more than a couple Wild Narrow people based out of Montreal.
Okay.
And actually, I mean, and so one of them is a lawyer. And so we had the event in a law office a couple, like a month ago or whatever. And my friend up there he knows somebody who runs, I forget, a CX exchange or something. There's a Bitcoin exchange in Montreal. Maybe we'll be able to have the next one at. We'll see.
Okay.
But yeah. It's weird. I don't know. Montreal is like the capital of Wild Narrow.
That's crazy. I was totally unaware of that. That's super interesting. Yeah. I remember like it was like around a month and a half ago when you guys were tweeting about the event. So like it just took place like within the last like month or so.
Yeah, it was like a few weeks ago. I was up there.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, so I remember it. I live in South America, so I couldn't make it up there, but if I was in North America, I would have tried.
Well, where are you at in South America?
I'm in Colombia.
Okay. I saw actually like a couple months ago, there's a restaurant in Argentina, somewhere in South America, that has like a big sign that says they accept Wild Narrow and Monero for food at the restaurant. Like,
really?
Yes. I put it on Twitter when somebody showed it to me. It was cool.
That's awesome.
It was some vegan restaurant too, which I became vegan like a year ago. So I was like, I'll try it out. yeah, I heard that Monerotopia just got switched off of South America back to Mexico City again.
I heard that too. I'm unsure of why, but I know Doug was talking about doing it in Buenos Aires for a while before they announced that they were switching it back.
Yeah, that's something else for Wild Narrow. I'm almost certain we'll be a sponsor of Monerotopia again this year, 2 years in a row. And,
nice.
So I should be down there wherever, I think Mexico City now. I was really hoping it would be in Buenos Aires too. Mexico City was amazing last year as well. And like the location where they had it, besides having like very poor internet and also occasionally poor electricity, was an excellent venue. It was like a really cool place that was like this like garden in the middle of Mexico City that was like built out of trash. Like they had this giant tower built out of like empty big water bottles and stuff. Wow. It was a really amazing place.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I unfortunately wasn't able to make it out to Monerotopia last year. I went to Mexico like the month before, like with my wife on vacation. So like I couldn't make it back like the next month.
Cool. Maybe this November. We'll see.
Hopefully. We'll see. But yeah, no, that's super cool. And then I heard a rumor that Wild Narrow is being added to basic swap decks. Is this true?
We're working on it. Offern, OFRN, XMR. And I think he's got it working at this point. I actually, over the last couple of days, have been starting to, I like reset up my Bitcoin and Monero nodes on a different computer, and I was, and WoW and Litecoin. And I am like at the point now where I'm ready to download Basic Swap and try and start playing with it myself. And I think it seems like it's written, at least I haven't tried to load it yet, but it seems like it's kind of written where it wants to run all of the node software for you. And I'm not sure that it like lets you manage your nodes outside of the software very well. And I think you have to do everything like through the GUI interface. So you can't like talk to it over an API. Maybe, I don't know. I'm still getting into it, but yeah, Offrin's been working on it for a while and it's interesting. I'm a big fan of at least having the ability to swap between chains. I don't do enough myself to support liquidity there. But I'm getting there. I'm gonna do it soon. I said that when I saw Elizabeth Ethereum give her talk at MoneroCon almost a year ago about Ethereum, Monero, atomic swaps. So there's several options out there now. I mean, I know the Samurai guys were working on something too, which I guess is kaput at this point, but there's still the Comet atomic swaps and Basic Swap as well, which allows for Monero BTC swaps. So I think everyone's aware that type of infrastructure is important.
And then like with these other DEXs that are planned for Monero, like Havano and Sarai, like will you guys try to get Wownero on either of those?
I believe there's been a pull request on Havino for like a long time by Wowario. I think they're just kind of ignoring him. Wowario, yeah. I'm pretty sure somebody asked to get on Havino, which I don't see why it would be an issue if they're going to support other altcoins. I remember there was a big brouhaha because they were like, oh, we're going to support Zcash. And some people are like, what the heck?
Yeah, it got so a little trouble.
I don't know. Yes. I know that there was a pull request for it. I'm not sure if anything has happened to it. I'm excited to see if they're able to pull some volume away from Biz because they've taken so long to get like going. And now they had like the almost perfect opportunity. If they had a launch before the halving, so I saw a chart on Twitter, somebody posted maybe Monero Bull of like the volume on Bisc. If you like when the transaction fees on Bitcoin went insane for like 48 hours, like the volume on Bisc just dropped to zero. And so, I think everybody knows a lot of that volume is money going into Monero eventually anyway, right? So if it can kind of bypass that expensive and really unnecessary step, hopefully they'll be able to get some volume. We'll see. Hopefully. I thought it was May 1st they were going live, right? Or is it May 5th?
I mean, it might have gone live. I'm unaware, so.
With no fanfare? I don't know. I'm about to Google it right now. And as far as Sarai, I think I've talked to Luke at Monerotopia, MoneroCon, and I'm sure other people have asked him about it. I think I've heard other people ask him about it, and his response has generally been like, well, if there was enough demand and like liquidity providers were there, then maybe like, but I think, you know, they're a little bit further out from being live on mainnet anyway. And I know they want to get launched as soon as possible. And so in order to do that, I'm almost sure they're going to stick with just Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero, and DAI as their available options.
Yeah, right now he's also working on the full chain membership proof thing.
I know. He's a busy guy, man. Yeah. He's a young guy as well. And it's like a little bit scary. There's like so much of the Monero ecosystem resting on his young shoulders. But, well, he's up to the task, man. We'll see. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to ask, like, if there's any plans on bringing full chain membership proofs to Wownero.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. I mean, I think Wownero, it generally is Monero, more or less, right? And it tends to adopt stuff as soon as possible, sometimes to its own detriment. I think we adopted an early version of Bulletproofs, which was then modified later by Monero, and it was like a headache. So yeah, I would say as soon as there's something ready, hopefully not, we don't act too soon, but yeah, I would imagine that WoW will adopt whatever Monero goes with, and it's just a matter of when that gets developed. Because I imagine, I mean, I'm an optimistic person. I'm always bullish. But even I think absolute best case scenario for Monero is that it would go live on testnet in like a year from now, probably.
Okay. Yeah. I have no clue. I'm not a developer, so I have no clue how long it takes to roll out.
Yeah.
Like as far as like the Seraphis upgrade that they have planned, like they were talking about doing the full chain membership proofs as part of Seraphis. And now with this new proposal, I think it's like a thing that stands apart. So like if they do implement the full chain membership proofs first, WoWNero would, I guess, follow them in that course of action and then potentially do the Seraphis upgrade, like when they roll out Seraphis
as well. Yeah. I would imagine so. Yeah. And follow Monero probably means like once it's ready and it's going on testnet for Monero, then WoW would
have it first.
Do it live. Yeah. Okay. Nice. We'll do it live. Yeah. yeah. So I think, I mean, it's a decent amount of stuff going on, I would say, for WoW in 2024. I have a couple other things I'm working on, but I'm not going to comment on them because I never get anything done. So it'll be a surprise if I get anything happening. But yeah, I mean, I'll be at Monerotopia talking about WoW in November. And okay. I'm giving a talk at MoneroCon as
well. Yeah, I was going to ask you about MoneroCon next.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm excited to go again. I went last year and in Prague, like it was a really professional event, and not too professional. Like it was still fun for sure. But the vibe was like vastly different than Monerotopia. it's cool to get to go to both of them. Cause yeah, it was like at MoneroCon, it's like, you know, people giving serious talks about math and like
peer-reviewed studies and shit.
Yeah, and like at Monerotopia, there's like guys giving away free samples of magic mushrooms that you can buy with Monero. like the talks are like Derek Rose talking about like
freedom cells,
libertarianism. Yeah, exactly. So but I'm super stoked that I get to go to both of them again this year, and it was a good turnout too. I would say, like, especially at Monerotopia, I was surprised, like, because they had a lot of local people, and it's probably like 500 or 600 people who showed up over the weekend. And at MoneroCon last year, I think it was like a few hundred people there over the weekend. So I think it was a pretty good turnout.
That's awesome. And that's surprising that they get a lot of locals there, because I didn't realize there was like a Monero scene in Mexico, first of all. And then second of all, like I've been to other conferences like in El Salvador and like other places in Latin America. And if they're more Bitcoin focused, it's like all like foreigners that come, and like there's no locals hardly at all. So that's super.
Yeah, surprising. I think they tried to bring in local people, like a lot of the vendors, like the Magic Mushroom Man, and they had guys selling clothing and jewelry, and also like mezcal and pre-rolled joints. They were all local, and they tried to bring all these people into like this compound and get them to accept Monero for the conference. And then any local people who wanted to come, I think they had like ultra discounted tickets, and then if they didn't even want to pay $5 or whatever, they would just let them in for free, I think. So
nice.
It was very lax, which it made it like a nice event, because it was a lot of people and it was like a party atmosphere. So it was fun.
Monerotopia sounds like the vibe, man, for real.
Yeah, it was like the best conference I've ever been to. And I've been to a ton of conferences, so yeah. Crypto and a lot more non-crypto. And for sure, it was better than all of the non-crypto conferences.
So shady fly-by-night shitcoin exchanges. Does WoWNero have plans to increase its presence on any of these no KYC exchanges that we see out there? I know you guys are on TradeOger. Are you on MEXC?
No, we're on non-KYC.
Non-KYC. Okay.
Which is the twin brother to ZEGX. We also have an ongoing fundraiser to get on ZEGX. But I don't know. It's been a while. Maybe they increase their prices now. Although maybe bear market, a little temporary correction market, we could get on cheaper. I don't know. Talk to Carl. Now MEXC is expensive, man. They went like 30 grand at least to get on.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're KYCing people now.
Yeah. I mean, they got popular. I think a year or so ago, a little more, maybe probably could have gone on for 10 or 20 K more, like, which I think is more like what like BitMart and stuff like that charges, but we'll see. I mean, I think some folks, I know some folks in are interested in trying to set up some kind of like foundation maybe, and having just so that we could have like some organization that can offer a legal opinion. Cause like a lot of times when you go to these exchanges, they're like, oh, we need a legal opinion before we can list your coin. But I mean, it's never been like a huge concern. Like TradeOger is great as long as TradeOger's there. And now actually non-KYC is pretty cool as well. I like them. It's funny, like I paid I think it was 300 USDT as a listing fee to get listed on non-KYC a while ago, like 18 months. Yeah, it was like 18 months ago and they were like a brand new exchange. And they're like, okay, you know, this is how much it is and you have to make some liquidity pools. So the way they work is like when you list a coin, rather than like, you know, because a lot of these exchanges will say, oh, you have to pay our market maker and you have to give us a bunch of coins that we can use to like make the market. Rather than doing that, they just tell you to supply liquidity for the markets that you make, BTC and WOW or XMR and WOW. You have to deposit equal amounts by value of both. And it works just like Uniswap, except it's totally centralized, right? You trust them, but if you're supplying liquidity for their markets, then they pay out fees just like Uniswap does. So it's not decentralized at all, but it's still a nice feature that I don't think most exchanges offer that type of thing. We have a super fancy tip bot on Discord, and the developer's been working on setting up like the same type of thing with like a swap system, so you can, it's a tip bot, but then you can like swap for other coins using these like liquidity pools that he set up, all built into like this Discord tip bot. It's kind of insane, but yeah, it's a nice feature for non-KYC for sure, and it looks exactly the same as ZEGX. That's, I was gonna say, it's funny because I paid $300 to get on non-KYC, and then there's like this one guy who really wants to get on ZEGX for some reason, and he's like, oh, it's way better. And they went 3,000. They did want 3,000 USDT for listing. Plus, I don't know. Like the sites, they're exactly the same. And now, like the volume numbers, like, even non-KYC's volume's a little higher. So I don't know. I'm pretty happy.
I was going to ask you about that because I've never even heard of ZEGX. Like, I've never heard of them.
Check out. It's XEGGEX is the way you spell it. I don't know how you pronounce it. I say ZEGX. But XEGGEX. If you look at them and you look at non-KYC.io, like the website is like a one-to-one, which is common, right? Like there's so many like Chinese exchanges that look exactly like MEXC or whatever, right? Like their code gets sold around, I guess, for these things. But yeah, I like that liquidity pool feature. And I think I'm more concerned, I think, with trying to open up some kind of like more decentralized trading options, which WOW is listed on local Monero right now. So that's one kind of P2P option.
Cool.
As well as, you know, things like Basic Swap or Havino or other stuff like that.
And then what about like atomic swaps? Like I know like some of these DEXs do atomic swaps, but I mean like atomic swaps with other coins.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Basic Swap is. It's all built on atomic swaps. I think I want to test out the Ethereum Monero one as well. But I think they're pretty tricky to use. Like, it's all done by CLI, and I think there's like no volume there. And I think maybe people are a little like there. You can only swap one way with WowNero and Monero, and Bitcoin and ETH. I believe you can only sell as like an XMR holder. You can only place an order, I think. Like, you can only be a maker, not a taker, due to limitations, because XMR doesn't have like any built-in scripting language like Bitcoin and ETH do. So, but apparently, I guess, I think with this Seraphis upgrade, I think there's going to be a lot more possibilities for what is possible, which maybe is kind of like dissuading people from investing too much time in trying to develop things for the current state of the tech, if it's going to change in a year or so.
Yeah, that makes sense. I know with like basic swap decks, you can do bi-directional swaps, but they have like, it's like an encrypted mix network that runs basic swap decks and also the Particle Marketplace, and that itself has like scripting, and that's how they're able to do it. Like, it's not actually like scripting on Monero.
Yeah, I was asking them about that. Like, why do they have to use Particle?
Yeah, it's because Particle is like super integrated to their anonymous network that they're using for both of the dApps. So like, Decred is another coin that's out there that's building a DEX that is going to incorporate Monero. I think BCH is working on atomic swaps with Monero. Like, since WowNero is basically Monero's code base with like a few alterations, can you just like port those over to WowNero, like, once
yeah,
it's go live?
It should be. Yeah. I think like the basic swap thing has been pretty straightforward, and it's more just been like, maybe it's a little tricky to work with the basic swap code base and get up to speed and figure out what's going on. Then yeah, but yeah, I mean, WoW is like the same as XMR, so it should be drop-in replacement.
When I did the Particle interview, Dr. Cap was saying that the team is only like 5 developers, so it's super small. So that could also be like resource limitations, you know?
Sure, I understand. Yeah, I met him at Monerotopia. He seems like a cool guy. I don't know. It's so tied to Particle, and like, I don't really understand why they have to use the Particle messaging rather than like just run the messages over Tor or some other messaging network. And I don't know, like, it's cool. I think it's very important to try and support any kind of legitimate decentralized exchange, which I think Basic Swap seems to be. At least you don't have to use their token. Like, it's an open, you know, opt-in thing. And it seems like it works, right? It seems like it's like the only thing that really works out there. There's also Atomic DEX, but I don't think they support Monero. And I'm not a fan of the guy who's behind all of those projects. So I wouldn't even bother to like look if it's legitimate. I just assume it's not legitimate. but yeah, so I think WoW is definitely important to try and support for Monero and WoWNero, any kind of like decentralized trading options, because I mean, you can see what's going on in the news today.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this month has been insane with all the different crackdowns that have been going on. Like, CZ went to jail, Roger Ver went to jail, Wasabi and Phoenix Wallet pulled out of the US. Then today, Wasabi said they're no longer even going to offer coin joins at all, and they're closing up shop. Uniswap got a Wells notice from the SEC. MetaMask got a Wells notice from the SEC. So it's like on both sides of the aisle. It's not just like Bitcoin that they're trying to persecute. They're also trying to persecute like smart contracts and DeFi and Web3 chains and all this kind of stuff as well. Right now, it looks like crypto is under attack. That's why I think WowNero is like super important, because like Monero, WowNero, like pretty much any privacy coin, decentralized exchanges, all of these things are what the industry needs to focus on, because if not, it's going to end up like PayPal with KYC everywhere.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I agree that like cryptocurrency is under attack by the government, and privacy has been under attack by the government. And at the same time, like, crypto is full of scammers. Like, it just is. And it's important that like you don't, and those people like want to, you know, affiliate themselves with the legitimate side of cryptocurrency and be like, you know, we're all in this together. And like, and I think it's important to not succumb to that, and like, which like, you know, Bitcoin maximalists have no problem doing. And I think Monero maximalists maybe tend to have a little bit more conflicted feelings about like calling other stuff a scam, because they don't want to come across as like a Bitcoin maximalist. I don't care if somebody thinks that I'm a toxic asshole. That your shitcoin's a fucking scam, and I don't care what you think of me. So I think that's really what is like, at least it for me, like that's why WoW is important, and I guess why I contribute time and effort to it still.
So you've been in crypto for a long time. You mentioned 2013 is like when you first started getting involved. You've seen several cycles now, and this cycle, I guess, has been kind of symbolized by just ridiculous scam shit coins that are meme coins on Solana and stuff like that.
Yeah.
WoW Nero has actually benefited from the meme coin frenzy that's been going on. WoW Nero had a pretty decent little pump over the last few months. Like, what are your thoughts on these ridiculous coins that people are investing in right now?
I mean, yeah, they're quite over the top, some of them, which I guess is like the point. I don't, you know, I think a lot of them are just pure scams, and they're, you know, the token is minted by insiders and they do everything they can to obscure that fact, and then they, you know, sell it or you know, pump it and then sell on idiots like buying the hype. Right. And like sometimes it works out so well that like they get lucky with the Joe Bowden or dog with hat or whatever. Right. Like, or I mean, even Sheeb from 2021 cycle. Right. Like, and that's fine. Like, it's still a scam. And I like some people make money and lots of people lose money. I don't really have a problem with it or anything. I don't know.
Did you think the spate of racist meme coins were funny, or were they offensive to you?
No, I don't get offended by too much, actually. But there was no, I wasn't offended by it, but there was actually a meme coin on, I think it launched after WoW, so maybe like 2018, 2019. And it was just a fork of Monero, and it was Adolf coin. I think it was Adolf coin, and it was like all Hitler based Monero fork. So it's been done already. Like, it's all been done already. Like, the stupid politician ones. Like, I mean, everything in crypto has already been done, and it's like derivative now. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is very manipulated, and especially on like Solana and stuff like VC money, or like VC money that went into some company and went out the other side, and now this is what they're doing with them. Like, I don't know, but I mean, it is what it is, and I think it's important like that it's been happening. And actually, you know, I think this time around it was a little more contained to like people who were aware that they were all degenerate gamblers, and it didn't like spread beyond that as much. Because I think, you know, if you expect everyday normal people to use cryptocurrency, then like they have to be aware of what is out there, and like what are the scams, and you know, what type of stuff people will try and sell you. And that is certainly one popular scam tactic, I guess. Like, and I don't know. I mean, people are free to do whatever they want in the end, right? And I think that's great. Like, that's an important part of cryptocurrency. So it's been funny to see. It's been funny to see like where they draw the line sometimes on like the progression of more and more racist or anti-Semitic or whatever it was. Like, someone they're like, okay, we're not listing this on, like, this doesn't show up on the Explorer anymore or whatever, because it's all, I mean, Solana is like all corporate centralized BS or anyway. Yeah, I mean,
I was dying laughing because somebody was like posting on Twitter, like, how am I supposed to explain to my accountant that I, you know, came up 10,000% on this racist coin? Like,
my Jewish accountant, right?
Yeah. So I don't know. That to me is kind of funny. But, and then also, like, you mentioned, like, a lot of it's like corporate and VCs and stuff like that. So, like, just to have like these just ridiculous, like, offensive things on there, that that's got to be like a nightmare for their marketing teams and stuff like that. So, like, a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, somebody came out with a proposal to do wrapped Monero on Ethereum. Are you open to the idea of a wrapped WowNero, like, on these chains that we're talking about, like Solana or like Ethereum?
Yeah, I mean, it's come up in the past. For sure, it's come up in the past. And we kind of tried to do something with AVAX. Lance is kind of led that, where rather than, you know, with this bridged or wrapped Monero, basically you just give your Monero to some guy, and then that guy gives you tokens on the network, and you just have to trust him, basically, that he's, you know, really holding one-to-one reserves. So we had something where, like, rather than that situation, you had to like lock your WoW for 1 year, and when you locked it, then you got the number of tokens that you locked, so you didn't have to get rid of them, but you had to like lock it up for a year. And it I don't know, it wasn't very popular, and so some people couldn't use their WoW for a year. Too bad. I think, you know, it's worked very well for WBTC. I believe that product, like, that's a product, and I believe that product is offered by BitGo, and it's been very important to the Ethereum ecosystem. So I mean, it would be cool. I think that would be amazing if somebody could do it in a way that they're offering a product that is, you know, trusted and therefore has some liquidity, because otherwise, if it's like just some random anon, I don't think you're gonna really get enough like wrapped XMR to do anything over like in DeFi world on Ethereum, right?
Yeah, I think if it's some random anon, the rug is only a matter of time,
you know? Yes, exactly.
So there's this idea of wrapping WowNero and putting it on these other chains, right? Do you think WowNero has the meme quality to be able to compete with these other meme coins, like, if that potentially plays out that way?
I think so. It's tough. I mean, it's hard to compete with just like racist memes. Like, how can we compete with racism? We do our best, man. I think we could. Yeah, like, I mean, ultimately, every coin is a meme coin. Like, if you want to get technical about what is a meme, like, the meme is just an idea that is shared by the group, right? And so all coins have some shared ideas that, like, are, you know, bonding the community together. So yeah, I mean, WowNero, for whatever reason, has attracted like quite a number of people, and, you know, you can ask like what are the memes that are really important in WowNero world, and it's like, I guess, you know, calling out scams would be like number one probably. And like, to me, I think that's got to be like the main thing, I think, just calling out scams, which is not a pop. I don't think that's like something that we have much competition in meme coin. It's probably. And I mean, there's other like properties like the fixed supply, and really, I think the longer emission, like it's got a really slow emission compared to other coins, which allows, you know, more space for WoW Narrow to call everything else a scam, I guess. They put out all their coins super fast. I think we could compete. We'll see. You know, I'm shocked. Like, if you had to ask me, I never would have thought WoW Narrow was going to last 6 years. So at this point, it really seems like it has a life of its own, and I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, me neither. And I think it's hilarious that WoW Narrow is like a ridiculous meme coin, but it's technically superior to like 99% of coins.
No, like 99.99% of coins, I think.
Exactly.
Really, there's, I mean, honestly, I can see why people would say Bitcoin is the best. And I could see why people would say Monero is the best, or even Ethereum. But I really think that the issuance of these coins is something that like crypto degenerate people have one like idea about. And I don't think that maybe the rest of the world is going to feel comfortable adopting this currency where like all of the coins were created in 1 year or 4 years when it was like super obscure and nobody ever heard about it. Which, like, that's the case for Monero and Bitcoin, and those are like the non-scam coins, like the fairly launched coins.
Yeah, Ethereum's a nightmare. Like, if you start
Ethereum was, yeah, it was like 70% pre-sale and then 30% proof of work. So, I mean, it's basically all pre-sale and pre-mine.
And the Ethgate thing, like, I don't know if you've been keeping tabs, but there's like a scandal going on in Ethereum where this guy that was like an Ethereum insider is like alleging that basically Joe Lubin bought all that 70%. So,
right. I mean, that's the thing with any pre-sale, with anything that's not proof of work, you just have to trust that it was no, you know, underhanded dealings going on, right? Because if you're selling coins in an ICO or whatever they call it nowadays, like if you buy, like if you use like a sock puppet to buy the shares, you're giving yourself money and you get the coins yourself. Like it's a win-win, right? I mean, you're not capitalizing your company as much, right? Which is the idea. So you take away some of your capitalization, but you can buy as much as you want for free and sell coins to other people as well. So I do think that issuance is important, and I made WoW Narrow, like WoW Narrow has currently created after 6 years, I think about 40%. It's still less than 50% of all the coins that will ever exist. So that's after 6 years. Bitcoin, of course, took 4 years to create half the coins, and Monero, I think, is about 1 year to create half the coins that exist now, basically, and will for a long time. So I'm a big fan of...
How long will it take for WoW Narrow to reach like the end of the cycle? I know like Bitcoin's like 2140 or whatever, and then
Monero... It's something like 2080 or something, 2082.
Okay.
Sometime after I'm dead, probably. So not my problem, but yeah, I'm a huge fan of Grin lately. Like the last couple of years, I really like Grin. As you know, if you think about, well, Grin is kind of more lightweight than Bitcoin, but also much more private than Bitcoin. So it's somewhere kind of in between Monero and Bitcoin's privacy. But I think, you know, more importantly, they have this emission curve that is, especially when they launched, even now, it's very widely derided as like the stupidest thing ever. and why would you do that? Like, it was this great idea and they completely ruined it with this awful emission curve, which, what did they do that made the coin emission so bad? It was just 60 grin per minute forever. So it's a flat emission curve, which does away with that kind of rewarding early adopters, which was kind of the model why Bitcoin used that model and why it's been adopted, right? You want people with heavy bags to go shill your shitcoin, right?
And hold and never spend, which
right,
it, grin kind of incentivizes spending a little more.
So yeah, to some extent more. But yeah, I really like the model of grin's distribution. As you know, maybe if you think of Bitcoin was the first, and you know, you can't change Bitcoin unless you have some really, maybe you just can't change Bitcoin and Bitcoin's gonna win no matter what. But maybe you can't change Bitcoin unless there's like some really important aspect of it that they just got wrong and they won't change now, which you could make the argument maybe that Monero is correcting what Bitcoin got wrong in terms of privacy, or Ethereum is correcting what Bitcoin got wrong in terms of programmability. And I think, you know, the only other big enough thing is, I think, distribution, which I think Grin, maybe Grin will be the one, hopefully for my bag's sake. but yeah, I like Grin. I think that argument about fairness, like I said, I'm very like aware, and I mean, like to think about what is a scam in cryptocurrency world. And so Grin is like the ultimate non-scam coin, even more than Bitcoin or Monero or whatever.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier that while Monero has a fixed supply, so it has no tail emission. I know like in Monero, like the dynamic blocks kind of depend on the tail emission, and the dynamic blocks kind of help with the scalability. Does WoW Narrow have any sort of optimization for scalability? Like if there's heavy demand for usage, or will fees just rise like Bitcoin?
Fees will rise, and WoW Narrow has significantly higher fees, base fees, than Monero as well. So it's kind of harder to spam, which I think a lot of Monero people were calling for higher fees in the wake of these recent spam attacks on Monero.
Yeah, that's very true.
No, but I mean, it's not, I don't think it would really be an issue because we have the block reward for so long. Like, I don't think it'd be an issue until like 2060, and then it's like somebody else's problem.
Nice.
Yeah.
So while Narrow is a cryptocurrency, right? Like, people, the idea is that people use it peer-to-peer, buy and sell stuff with it. Is there any organic adoption that you know of? Like when you guys were doing the WoW Narrow event in Montreal, like were you guys selling stuff for WoW Narrow? Were people paying for stuff in WoW Narrow?
Actually, I sold $50 worth of WoW because I needed $50 cash and one guy wanted to buy some WoW. So I got my cash for parking and he got his WoW. I was giving away stickers and pins and stuff. We weren't selling there. I would like to set up, actually at MoneroCon, they did a demo of a Monero ATM. It's like an open source ATM you can build yourself that works with Euros. It's designed for Euros, but I'm sure it's easy to modify because it's all open source hardware and stuff. Mm. So it'd be really cool to do one of those for WoW. And I would say, though, the number one kind of organic use case of WoW is on suchwow.xyz. That's a website that DSC's been running. I think Lance used to run it, and now DSC's been running it for the last couple years, maybe, where people can post memes and then it associates an address and you can like tip each meme. So that has definitely been a big kind of use case for WoW. And there is a couple shops online run by Cardi, and Sky Phoenix Down runs a WoW shop that you can pay with WoW Nero. As far as I know, there are no WoW Nero darknet markets, but
coming soon.
Yeah, maybe. I think, yeah, there was like, there's been some gambling sites that like pop up and go away and other stuff. But yeah, the number one thing is always like such WoW tipping. And we have tip bots on Telegram and Discord and stuff as well.
Nice. You guys mentioned you had the bot for Discord. Is there a Telegram like counterpart to the Discord bot?
Yeah, actually, he just put the, it's not nearly as functional, but we do have like a tip bot on Telegram, which you can do tip and like the free tip, like people can claim it, like in multiple people can claim if you like leave it out there for 10 minutes or whatever. But it's not, no, it doesn't have like all the exchange functionality and stuff built into it. That's just on the Discord bot.
I'm such a fan of WoW Nero. I'm going to start accepting WoW Nero for donations for this podcast now.
Nice. Yeah, actually, there's a couple people who accept donations in WoW for sure. Luke Smith. Is it Luke Smith? He's like the programmer guy.
The Linux guy?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He took WoW Nero. I think he takes WoW Nero donations. So at least for a while, he had them on his webpage. Right. Yeah, there's like it's random like people who know about or are interested in, like it comes up and I'm like, huh, cool. It's weird that like I launched, I don't know, it's a strange place. Yeah, and I honestly don't feel like in charge of it. It's a strange kind of feeling. It's cool. I'm super happy to still be a part of it and that it's still alive. I think cryptocurrencies are, you know, important that they're these opt-in money systems and you get to choose what you want to opt into, and you do that based on, I guess, the name, the logo, maybe like some technical features of the coin. But yeah, for whatever reason, people like the WoW, and it's still going.
So you started it. It was kind of just a joke and stuff, but it's kind of grown. There's like an organic community around WoW Nero. Like, where do these people gather? Like, where can I go share memes with other WoW Nero people?
Mainly on, I guess, Telegram and Discord and IRC. Actually, the more serious conversations still happen, like development conversations happen on IRC, on OFTC network. There's a WoW Nero channel and a WoW Nero dev channel. Those are bridged with XMPP. We have some like very privacy conscious people who like to use XMPP for chat, so they're bridged with IRC. They're like the type of people who like don't own a cell phone.
Privacy extremists.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, IRC, for like more serious questions and stuff, I would say jump on IRC or XMPP. And I think Matrix, we have a Matrix server now, but it's super janky. I would say hold off on Matrix. And Discord and Telegram, Twitter, yeah. Okay. Reddit. The Reddit's pretty active too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And then I guess like you guys are looking for people to contribute, or like how does that work? Like, is it's open source? Like anyone can hop in there and contribute some stuff?
Yeah. Anyone can hop in and contribute. Usually we don't even review pull requests. We'll just hit the button. I mean, no, seriously. Yeah. It's all volunteer, and contributors are always welcome. And we've had a lot of contributors who've come and went over the years. So, I mean, that's how open source projects work in general, I guess. And yeah, we're not a scam, so we don't have any money to give people. Really. So Yeah, it's all volunteer based. We have like, I don't know, maybe a few thousand bucks and like some dev donation fund, but not much.
Nice. And then like with the development team, like is it super small, like Particle, where there's only like five developers, or do you guys have like a pretty big little group of people that are tinkering away?
I would say there's a larger group than five people who kind of contribute to the ongoing well-being of WildNarrow Network. In terms of like code contributors on GitHub, like there's not even a lot of coding. It's mostly like cherry picking stuff from Monero commits. But is Wario keeps us up to date with Monero mostly, and I think DSC and is maybe do a little bit on the like core GitHub. So probably like, and maybe a few other people. So maybe, yeah, like five developers and then maybe like a dozen or two other kind of people who help run websites and other stuff like that, or the bridges for all the chats and tip bots and stuff like that.
Okay. And then like you mentioned that you guys cherry pick code from Monero, but is there code from WowNarrow that ever makes it into Monero?
Yes, I believe so. I should probably know what it is, but I feel like I'm drawing a blank. What has come back? There was something I think that made it back. There was, I mean, the multi-sig thing, the first version of multi-sig was like tested out on WoW. I don't think it made it back upstream. Man, there is something, and it's just not coming to me. But I know right now, actually, DSC, he was the co-creator of Feather Wallet, and he's also the guy who maintains Wowlet, which is a fork of Feather Wallet for WildNarrow.
Okay, that's the wallet I use.
Okay, yeah. So DSC, he started to work on, I don't want to say the wrong thing, and I'm definitely going to say the wrong thing, but like basically reformatting the CMake, which is like the build tool that's used for Monero, because apparently it's like an awful piece of garbage right now, and he's going to rewrite it so that it's less terrible, I guess, and easier to like use the library part for the wallet on other operating systems and stuff, or platforms like iPhone or whatever.
You just mentioned a couple wallets, right? You mentioned Wowlet, which is like the Feather wallet fork, and then I also use Feather for Monero, which is, I like
Feather is
both
a
of those.
great wallet. I love Electrum. Like I like it just because it looks like Electrum, and I love Electrum.
Yeah, me
So
too. Me too.
go
That's
ahead.
it. I started using Bitcoin with Electrum, so that's why I like both of those. Is like, what are the other wallets? Like, is there like a mobile wallet that I could use for WowNarrow or?
So Stack Wallet, I think, is number one for mobile, which is a great wallet. By I'm not sure if it's Cypher Stack. I think it is Cypher Stack Company. I think it's the same company who does the audits and stuff. If you
Okay.
know Rayrar,
I
or
don't, but
Diego Salazar, Rayrar, he was like the he had some weird title. He was like the core team coffee boy or something for like 3 years. And there was like a big drama because they were like, why is the core team paying this coffee boy $60,000 a year or whatever? And like, I mean, Rayrar is like working his ass off, I'm sure. But anyway, there was some
good
drama a few years
coffee.
ago. Yeah. And he started this company, Cypher Stack, which now employs Aaron Feckert, who is one of the Nathers, and they do the reviews. Like they've done some audits and stuff and reviews, and I believe they also publish Stack Wallet. Stack Wallet is available for iPhone and Android,
Okay.
and it works for BTC, XMR, WoW. It's kind of like Cake Wallet.
They have like
I think
another
they're
one that's only like XMR and BTC, don't they?
Cake does.
Cake does.
Maybe Stack does too. Yeah, I think you're right. Or maybe Stack did, and then they stopped because it was too much from the Play Store or whatever was giving them shit. But yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
No, Stack Wallet is a separate company. It's Stack Wallet LLC. But maybe Stack Wallet LLC is owned by Sleeper Stack. I don't know. But Diego, it's Diego in both of them. It's a pretty trustworthy guy, is all I was saying about that. And other wallets, Cake, I guess. Hopefully Cake soon.
I had a different one. Like when I first bought Wownero, I had a wallet that was like in the Play Store. And then they took it out of the Play Store. And I think they stopped updating it or something. And that's how come I started using Wallet, is because I couldn't find like another wallet.
Yeah.
And I had to like store my keys in Wallet to get my Wownero.
Yeah, we had a guy, this guy Fuwa, he's a Chinese guy. And he was like super good on Android stuff. And he published, like he maintained for a few years, a daemon, like you could sync a node on your phone and then run the wallet alongside the node. So you had like a local node on your phone while you ran the wallet. And he would maintain them for Wownero. It was CyberWow and Wownerujo.
Wownerujo, that's the one I had.
Yeah. Then after like a couple of years, there was like this big discussion about whether WoW should switch to like ASIC mining and like adopt the SHA-3 or some other like ASIC friendly algorithm, or whether WoW should try and do merge mining with Monero, or if WoW should try and do like solo mining only. And Fuwa wanted to do SHA-3, and so did I was in favor of doing ASIC mining, and somebody actually wrote the code, somebody actually wrote the code to do solo mining only, so that's what we did. And Fuwa got mad, and he launched a different coin called LOLNero, like L-O-L Nero, and
yeah.
It never... And that was the end of that. Like, never heard from Fuwa again.
Wow. Okay. And then, so you guys do solo mining only right now, and it's random X as well, just like Monero?
It's random WoW, but okay. It's very, very similar. It's got like a couple parameters tweaked. So it's a little more friendly to like low end CPUs, I think.
Okay. Cool. I haven't mined any Wownero, unfortunately, but.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
I'll start.
It's not too bad like lately. I mean, especially now that the price is going back down a little, I think if you have like a decent CPU, then you can probably get like one or two blocks a week, maybe.
Okay. And then like, how big is the chain right now?
Not too big. I think maybe like 8 gigabytes or something total.
Oh, okay. It's small then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, I made the block time long because I was like, well, I thought about making it like 60 minutes, like long, way longer than Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's 10 minutes, right? And everybody's always like, got to be shorter than Bitcoin. So I was like, maybe I should do like, because I was like, nobody's going to use this shit. Like, we don't need a lot of blocks. Like, we can have one block every hour and it still might not have any transactions in it besides the Coinbase transaction. So I didn't want to waste disk space. So I went with 5 minutes. I ended up going with 5 minutes. So, and there's not a lot of transactions.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
So yeah, it's a pretty small blockchain.
So like in a random block, like how many transactions like are you guys seeing?
Typically on average 1.1 or something. Like it's close to one. Yeah. It's got to be close to one because everyone has one. For the Coinbase, right? And then looking at the Explorer, out of the last like 10 blocks, one has 4 transactions and the rest have 1 on the Explorer. So I think that's pretty typical of almost any coin that's not Bitcoin or Ethereum or maybe Solana now. And like even Monero, when it's not being spammed, it has a lot of empty blocks with the 2 minute block time, right? So it doesn't make sense to have really fast block time unless you have a ton of people using your chain which, yeah, it used to be super popular for like, make it like 15 second block time. I mean, even like still for Ethereum and stuff now, the block time is like 12 seconds or whatever, and it works just fine. But for proof of work coins, it doesn't work very well below like 1 minute because you start getting too many orphans.
I guess like the majority of WoW Nero transactions are probably just taking place on like TradeOgre, like on their spreadsheet, right?
Yeah, I mean, probably that too as well in terms of, yeah, not too many people. I don't know, actually. I mean, WoW, like if you look on suchwow.xyz, like there's like a decent amount of tipping that goes on. So like, I would guess, honestly, WoW probably has more organic transactions than a lot of other junk coins out there in the world, just because like people actually do post a lot of stuff there, and most of the stuff that gets posted gets like a few tips probably. So
nice. I'm gonna have to start going on there and meeting with those guys.
Yeah. Make some money. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. With WoW Nero, like, I guess what's the main goal? What's the main goal? What's the end game?
I don't know. I guess I continue to exist.
Good, noble goal.
Don't die. I just keep growing and I guess keep trying to make people aware of scams that are out there and like what is a scam, and just make people think about that, like what is a scam, because I think most people don't consider it, like they don't even think about what it means to them when they're calling something a scam and something else not a scam. Like what does that mean never really crosses their mind. So like what things about a cryptocurrency or anything else makes it a scam, because I think objectively WoW Nero is less of a scam than Bitcoin or Monero.
That argument could be made for sure.
Sure. Yeah. And so it's fun to like, I don't know, look at Monero bros getting mad and tell them Monero is a scam and WoW Nero is not. Not really that, but like, I mean, yeah, like just existing, like it exists and it gives space to call other bullshit out. I think just that is important.
Do you think that your perspective on that is due to being in crypto early when everything was a scam and people were getting scammed?
No, I mean, it's maybe, but no, like not really. Because like, if you look at the scams back then, maybe it was Alpha Miner, was the script miner, it was Alpha Miner.
The one you were waiting for 5 years?
Yeah. No, that I didn't buy, that I almost ordered, but I didn't order. yeah, like scams back then, like really, I think the scams have just gotten more egregious over the years, not less. Like in every aspect of cryptocurrency, like sure, there used to be scammers doing really dumb stuff that was pretty obviously a scam. And it kind of like, I think, moved the needle on like what was acceptable.
Yeah, like pre-mines became acceptable.
Especially in terms of like team allocations or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. But no, I mean, like, look, the meme coin, like I got interested in Dogecoin, which launched with nominally no pre-mine and it was proof of work. Like, look at the meme coins that launched in 2023. Like Adolf Hitler coin. and they're total scams. Like, there's no proof of work. They're all just conjured out of thin air. Yeah. Like, I think if anything, and you had shit happen, like Mt. Gox and Cripsy and MintPal and, you know, BTCE. And so many other exchanges, sure. But I mean, look what happened with FTX 2 years ago. Like, it was a much bigger scam. Like, the scams are only getting bigger, I think. And so it's only more important that people are aware of that fact and what to look out for, and just think about like what makes something a scam, especially in the context of money, because most people don't think about money at all. Like non-cryptocurrency people don't really think about what makes money good or useful, you know, whether that's related to privacy or store of value or whatever. It just doesn't even cross most people's minds. So, and that's tied into like, what is a scam, at least as far as it's related to money and cryptocurrency, I think.
All right. So there's all these scams, right? And some of these scams have gotten like really high valuations. Like, what's to stop a legitimate non-scam coin like Wownero from achieving like a price that's like way more than meme coin status?
That's a good question. If I knew the answer to that question, I would be rich, I guess. And not even that I don't even have that much Wownero, but like, you know, I think a lot of it is really manipulation. Like it's, you know, insiders holding a large amount of the supply and having other access to capital that allows them to manipulate the markets. Like, I mean, I think that's clear. Going back to Dogecoin even, I mean, there's the famous, I don't know about famous, if you're a super crypto nerd, the famous Wolong, what is it? The God Trader or something. There's a document by this guy called Wolong, Wolong. And if you just search for like Wolong Dogecoin, it was published in like 2014. And it's like this guy's take on how he pumped Dogecoin to like 300 sats. And he's the master and everyone else is retarded. And you
should, I got to read that.
Yeah, it's a good read. Yeah. But like going all the way back to that, like, I mean, it is like that's at least, you know, to some extent, that seems to be how stuff gets blown up. Like, how did SHIB become such a thing? And it's like, because like at some point, like somebody who had some connection to Coinbase or something got a big bag, and then it's on Coinbase.
Vitalik was in on that too.
Was he? No, yeah. They like sent it to him. I don't think he's never in on the meme coin shit. He's always like burn it or donates it to charity. I don't know, maybe
he's always like an advisor and gets advisor allocations.
Oh really? On Sheeb though?
I don't know, to be honest, but like it was my understanding that he had a whole bunch of Sheeb and you know,
maybe
if the king of Ethereum is involved in your coin, it's probably gonna pump, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I think so a lot of it, like how do these things blow up like dog with hat and shit? Like I think it's not like, most I don't think any of the time. Right. It's not like a random coincidence that like one thing caught on and blew up. It's like the people who launched it got their allocation, and when they're, you know, ready, they pump it and distribute their allocation on retail rate.
Yeah, there's like Telegram groups of like people that are like well connected, and you know, they get their coins, and the second that they start pumping it, they start dumping on all the new people that come in from the hype. So yeah, that's totally
true. So I would say actually, I mean, I think WoW has held up fairly well compared to like whatever other meme coins launched in 2018. Actually, I think there's one, Banano, if you know Banano. I hate Banano. But they launched I think they launched on April 1st, 2018 also.
Okay.
And they're still around, but I don't know.
I've heard of Banano, but I've never paid attention to it in any way. I think I've seen it like on Reddit, like people shilling it on
Reddit. Yeah, they're like a Reddit spammers. But yeah, there's not like a lot of meme coins. I mean, Dogecoin's been around since 2013. I don't know what else other meme coins have been around for 6 years.
So do you know, I don't either, to be honest. I didn't even know Wownero was that old, because I recently found out about it within like the last like 2 or 3 years maybe. So like you guys had been around for a while before.
I mean, I think a lot of people got exposed during the 2021 mega pump or whatever, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably when I started hearing about it for the first time. And then I did join the XMPP group for a little while.
Oh, nice.
I had like a Yunoho server. This is like a Linux distro for like self-hosting stuff. And
okay,
I had like an XMPP server on there. So like I joined like a Monero XMPP and then also the Wownero one. And then my server like started getting bogged down because I had too much shit running on it. So like I switched to Docker containers, which is now I'm self-hosting like this Miro chat instance on Docker and like a bunch of other stuff. So I don't have the XMPP server anymore. But for a short period of time, I was part of the Wownero XMPP community.
Nice. What's your chat app of choice now?
Right now, I don't know. I'm on so many, man. Like,
I know. Yeah.
I use Signal with my wife, right? Because it's not too complex. It's like, what's up or whatever. So like with my wife and like some family members, I use Signal because it's like normally friendly. Then I use SimpleX, but like there's not a lot of people I know that use SimpleX. I'm on Telegram just because everybody's on Telegram. I have WhatsApp because I live in Latin America and everybody in Latin America uses WhatsApp. I'm on Matrix. Like I just joined the Wownero Matrix. Shout out to Offer and XMR. He's actually who put me in touch with you or told me to message you to get the interview.
Yeah.
So on his suggestion, I guess, I started a Matrix so that I could message you and try to get you on the show here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that's the only reason you have a Matrix account on the Wownero server?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think I'm going to like reboot that server or something. I don't know.
Yeah. No. I just created it just so I can message you. Cool. And then like, it's the Monero social server and there's like a couple other rooms. So I joined like 10 other rooms that kind of interesting.
Oh, you're on their server. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like there's issues with the federated servers. Like I guess the Monero social server seems to be like blacklisted by, I don't know, Cloudflare or something. Like it's making it difficult to run the bridges just between the different Matrix instances. I think Matrix seems kind of janky. I don't know. Yeah, there is a
Matrix is janky for sure. It runs heavy. Like that's why I don't have an instance on my server. It's like
super heavy. I'm about to reboot it because it's like bogging down the server that I have it on.
Yeah, and then if you're a conspiracy theory guy, they say it's like backdoored by the Israeli Mossad or some shit. So like, who knows? Yeah.
Good to know. Yeah, I don't know what to use. Like, it sucks. I mean, it sucks that there's like so many things. It's almost similar to like cryptocurrency. There's like so many options, and it seems like it would be so much better if like everybody would just use the same thing. But that is physically impossible, clearly. It can't happen.
Yeah. XMPP is like a good experience. Like, you know, it's like light on your server and stuff if you want to self-host it. And it's a pretty good experience.
It seemed like from the user side, it seems pretty light and smooth as well.
Yeah, it's so just but the then only I'm like, people why? That use it are the people like you described that don't have phones that are like
super. Well, why is that? Like, why is everyone trying to force Matrix down everyone else's throats when like XMPP's been around for longer? Like, I don't know. That seems weird.
It's like Zcash. Like, they claim Zcash is also backdoored by the Israeli Mossad, and they try to force you to use Zcash instead of Monero or Wownero, you know? So.
All right, that's it. I'm shutting down the Matrix server.
I don't know. Like I guess Matrix is more polished because like XMPP, like when you use it, it feels like it's, you know, like an old.
I don't know, man. Terms of looks, right? It looks shiny, but the apps, even the apps, like the apps run like trash on my phone, and the conversations app for XMPP runs fine. Like I never have issues with that. So I don't know. I'm not a fan of Matrix really.
Yeah. And then Particle has Riot, which is like another like
encryption. And their session. Session. I think Decred has one maybe as well.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many.
So the session guys, like really, I'm surprised that they're like going away from privacy for their token at least, and they're just going to become like an Ethereum token.
Really?
There's no more Oxen, which they've been honestly like they had great app. Like, it seemed like their app had a chance to really take off that one time it like picked up steam in Iran or whatever. But like, starting with the decision to call their coin Loki and have LokiNet, and then rebranding to Oxen, like, okay, I don't know. This seemed like really bad choices to me. And now finally they're going to Session Token, which like makes sense. But now, rather than be like an XMR fork, kind of, they're just going to be like an ERC-20 token, as far as I understand.
That's an interesting decision to make, I guess. Like, they forked Session from Signal, as I understand it. And when they did it, like, Signal was doing some cash grab, like shitcoin for Signal.
Yeah,
mobile which they coin. Later dropped. Yeah, right. And then,
wow, I think mobile coin's still around. Or did it just get dropped from Signal?
I think it got dropped from Signal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I use Signal. I've never seen anything about a coin.
It was only like in the UK or something they were doing it.
Okay. And then like with LokiNet, like I'm on the Fediverse, right? And there used to be a guy that was like on the Fediverse that was all about LokiNet. He was like one of the developers and he would always like post stuff about it. But I haven't heard anything about LokiNet. Like, is that still a thing?
It is. I believe it is. And I think maybe they're going to rebrand all of it. I'm not sure. Signal.org still has information about mobile coin as the only supported cryptocurrency on their homepage.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that was a total scam.
Yeah.
Fucking scammers. I
know. Well, you got to call them out, right?
Yep, that's my job. Doing my job.
Yeah. Well, man, I don't want to take up all your night. You've been super generous with your time. This was a excellent interview. Like, I had a lot of fun interviewing you. Do you want to give out like any information about Wownero or anything like that?
Don't buy Wownero. At least not right. Like, if you're interested, just try to mine some or get some on the Tipbot or make a meme or something. And, try it before you buy it, at least, maybe. Yeah, and check it out, wownero.org or suchwow.xyz if you want to make some memes. And yeah, have fun. I don't know.
Nice. And then I guess like my last closing question would be like, what's your favorite meme associated with Wownero?
Oh man, that's a tough question. That is a very tough question. There's been so many over the years. I really like that Joe Biden one that I just made the other day with I found like some free AI where you just like type in text and it makes a video of the person saying it. And it's like Joe Biden talking. He's like, my father used to tell me back when I was working in the wild mines, I can't do a Joe Biden impression, but he's like, you better get that wild boy. It's a little video and it's got like the WoW logo at the end. It's pretty good.
And that's on the Wownero Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter. Okay. There was an old one. I did a video of the Apple commercial. The privacy Apple commercials, if you remember. I like redid one of those as like a I think I put Monero at the end, but it was kind of a Wownero meme, I think, as well. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to pick. It's like picking your favorite child, which is my younger child.
Nice.
Well, yeah, it's been great talking to you as well, man. And thanks for having me on.